Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kevin Sheehan's show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 1 p.m. before we hand things over to the Rooster Man. Chris Russell will take you from 1 to 4 p.m. A lot more to get to in the final hour and change of the program. Talking all things X's and O's with the Burgundy and Gold right now. We got the big news off the top to start the show. RFK 2.0, we know, is at the goal line. A little carrot out there to get that done and finished. How about the NFL awarding DC the 2027 NFL draft? It'll take place at the National Mall. Super duper excited for that. One thing it makes me think about is, what are some of the biggest sporting events that have ever happened here? In our nation's capital, and a lot of you all have chimed in via the YouTube chat. You can check us out on YouTube as well, Monday through Friday, right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Our guy, Mark Hogan, gave the answer. I think it's not one of the answers. I think it is the answer when you consider just how seismic and important, you know,
internationally.
Exactly. Yeah. The World Cup is. So in 94, the World Cup games were hosted at RFK. So that is the answer that takes the cake. But it got me thinking as well. You can tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP. The biggest events that have come through D.C. From a sporting event standpoint, as well as like the event that you're most excited for now that you know we're probably going to have RFK 2.0 be a thing. Right now, though, continuing to look at the offseason program for the Washington Commanders, the timeline of this thing, moving and grooving right along is the best way that I can put it. Rookie mini camp begins Friday for the Washington Commanders. And then in 3 weeks, OTAs begin. Now, kudos to this football team. Everybody has been in the building all offseason long, pretty much. All of the veterans, all of the key important guys have been around in Ashburn, working out with the training staffs, getting their treatment if they're injured, doing everything they can to make sure they're primed and ready for the start of the season. First and foremost, we lauded the chemistry last year with this group. It's a byproduct of these dudes being here in the month of May, June, April, putting that work in, man. There is no, isn't life. There's no substitute for hard work. In the National Football League, it's true as well. So love that they're in the building together. But now that things are about to get going for real here, who has the most to prove heading into the offseason program? When it comes to the Washington Commanders, it could be a veteran. It could be a second-year rookie or a second-year player, rather. Who's got the most to prove as we get geared up for the offseason program? I love asking open-ended questions that you can have several different answers for. Mm-hmm. I think this fits the bill for one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the beauty of the radio business, too.
For me, man, this is tough. First of all, how much can you prove during the offseason program? Because I think there are going to be some folks out there that go,
"Yeah,
what the hell, Linnell? What are you talking about? What can you prove? What does Doc Walker call it? What can you prove in the in lingerie?
Underwear
what
Olympics,
What can you prove in the underwear Olympics? There we go. You can prove a lot, man. You can prove a lot. I think J.D. Five last year proved during the offseason program that he should have been the starting quarterback.
Very quickly.
Football comes out on time to the right person. It's accurate. The ball placement's there. All of that. So, love to see that. The other thing that I think about is this when it comes to the offseason program, this year in particular. Think about all of the names we've been clamoring over this offseason in terms of, he can hit the road, Jack. Couple examples. Brian Robinson. Andrew Wiley, Marshawn Lattimore, Deron Payne. Like, those are some of the names that I think about when I think about these veterans on this football team that got something to prove. I want to talk about our guy Deron Payne here for a second. Because a lot of people feel like unless he comes out and absolutely balls,
he needs to do at least like what he's getting paid to do, you know? That price point, you got to give me some production.
So if he doesn't, and I'm glad that you brought that up. If he doesn't play up to the contract, Washington can get out of that contract this offseason.
Woohoo!
Scot-free. So
tell him as much. Tell him this is a contract year.
Yeah, well, you know what happened last time he heard it was a contract year.
Yeah, that's why you're telling him again.
The explosion that he had statistically was absolutely incredible. I will say this, too, and I've gone back and I've been watching games. Y'all gonna kill me for this.
Uh-oh.
I'm the same guy that called him and J.A. the Alabama bank robbers, by the way. I was the guy.
You were.
Shout out Ron Rivera. But I think he played better than he got credit for last year. Oh, I know. I know what y'all gonna do. I did this with Brian Robinson, too. Like I'm from Memphis. He is better than what he got credit for a season ago. I think to your point, Max, clearly did not live up to the $20 million per year price tag that he's got. That's just not what it was last year, statistically speaking. But when you look at what he was asked to do a season ago, a lot of the times, eating double teams, trying to keep the linebackers clean, the pass rush productivity was not there and the run stuffing was not there. I think the latter is more important. Because realistically speaking, I think Deron spoiled us with his double-digit sack season a couple of years ago. It's not commonplace for D tackles in the NFL to just wake up with 12 and a half sacks in their lap. That's not what happens. What I need from him is to be the true bona fide anchor of this defense. Come out, hold the point of attack, keep guys clean, and most importantly, be the foundation for this run defense. And I think that's what's most important with him. But in terms of, like, vets that have something to prove, Deron's right at the top of my list. You know who else is at the top of my list? A position mate of his. Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah.
Javon Kinlaw got the bizag this offseason. Was one of the richest defensive tackle contracts that were given out on the open market.
For his hometown club, too.
For his hometown team. And we saw the last time we had a hometown defensive lineman here.
It didn't work out great.
Didn't work out great, but it wasn't his fault, I continue to contest. For Javon Kinlaw, though.
It's U Street's fault.
It's U Street's fault. And according to my sources out in U Street, they have had a frequent visitor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My vote for Offensive Player of the Year cannot stay out of Rose Bar. Anyways, we go from that to this. Javon Kinlaw, to me, has got a lot to prove. If you have a chance, by the way, this is what I was wanting to say. Go look up his story, man. I'm a sucker for a feel-good story. I'm always a firm believer. And I feel like, you know, my career path and the way some of the stuff that I've gone through in my life, I'm a testament for this. You do not let your circumstances dictate your work ethic. Javon Kinlaw did not do that. Went and played his college football at the University of South Carolina. He is a dog. D-A-W-G is the best way that I would describe him. He's been through a lot. He's experienced poverty. He's experienced pain. And it is the motivating factor for why he was able to get himself right to make it to the National Football League. Now for Javon Kinlaw, as he's on his second contract of his career, of his career, it ain't just about staying in the National Football League or getting to the National Football League, rather. It's about staying in the National Football League. And I think he's got a great opportunity this year to do that. He's another guy that's got something to prove to me as well because we were right here sitting in for my guy Kevin Sheehan when that news broke on free agency day that Javon Kinlaw was their first out-of-house free agent signing. And I think for the money he got, knowing the expectations that, you know, I think this fan base has for him because of the familiarity with the staff and all that, he's got something to prove as well. He's got to play big. He is a physical specimen that can play all up and down this Commanders defensive line. I do think we'll see him used as that elephant defensive end at times, you know, similarly to how DQ used Red Bryant out in Seattle. But most importantly for Kinlaw, man, it's about being the biggest, freakiest athlete on the field. And that's the guy that I think is going to stand out the most when we go out there for OTAs in terms of, like, who looks like they were built in a lab and God said, you know what? You're playing football. Javon Kinlaw is one of those guys. Felt the same way about Jeremy Chinn last year, walking around 6'3", 225 pounds, cut, chiseled. I think Kinlaw is going to be that this year. I got high hopes for Kinlaw, though.
I do, too.
High expectations, they also come with high hopes.
That's, yeah.
Because I think he's got the juice to give you legit pass rush pop from the interior, something that escaped this team last year. And while Dante Fowler was busy getting his quiet ass 10.5 sacks, the interior of this D-line was in no man's land for a lot of the season. So if the trio, I guess they're a quartet of Javon Kinlaw, Deron Payne, I expect those two to be your starters, by the way. Then off the bench, Jerzon Newton and Eddie Goldman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think you're going to be in good shape, man. That group as a whole, to me, has a lot to prove because if they can right their wrongs from last year and play like badasses, so to speak, the entire floor of this defense raises. It just does. So I'm excited to see them. We're going to take your calls on this at 301-230-0980. As we get geared up for the start of the offseason program, rookie mini camp starts on Friday. OTAs begin 3 weeks from now. Who has the most to prove heading into the Washington Commanders offseason program? 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You can get at us in the chat. We're live on YouTube as well under the Team 980. I gave you Javon Kinlaw. I gave you Deron Payne. I'm really just going to sum it up to the entire defensive tackle room.
Sure.
At this point. On the offensive side of the football, it gets interesting.
I got a couple.
My guy Vincent Briscoe agrees with us and says, yeah, Deron Payne for real. I pick up what you're putting down, Vince. Payne's got to be better this year. I think everybody in the fan base feels that way. I think he will be better this year because of what our guy Mad Max laid out on the table. It's a contract year, technically. So Deron's going to have to put his money where his mouth is or he's going to be packing his bags. But on offense is tough. This is a group last year that completely outkicked their coverage.
Played great.
You know, a lot in part because of the offensive rookie of the year, Jayden Daniels. Debo Samuel is the answer that I know I'm probably going to have. Yeah. I prove it. Now, I mentioned it a moment ago. He's my vote. If you had to sprinkle a couple of shekels on something, and I'm talking about $5 max, if there's a sports book out there offering you odds on him being the Opoy Offensive Player of the Year, I'd hammer it. I'd hammer it, and I'll tell you why. He is going to score a lot of touchdowns this year. I look at him as improving their red zone offense. I think it's a big reason why they didn't go running back until round number 7, because they've got Deebo Samuel in there as well. So I look at Deebo and go, you know what? He's got to have heard all the noise about how he's not in shape, about how he's past his prime. One thing I know about Deebo, he's putting in the work. I follow him on Instagram, and I hated these type of teammates when I was in high school and college.
They would always post how much work they're doing. It's like, bro.
Max, it kills me, brother.
Yeah, it's like, all right, man. It's high school football. It's 6A. Let's all calm down. No one's going D1 here.
You know what I'm saying?
Relax.
Some people were going D1. But
well,
I pick up what you're putting down. It would annoy the hell out of me. This was more of an issue in college than it was in high school.
Your D3 school?
My D3 school. Boy, it annoyed the hell out of me. Some folks just wanted to wear the damn jersey.
Yeah, it's an aesthetic thing.
Look at me, though. Selfie, though. Jersey clean as a fresh pair of linen, though.
Pre-game fit. Come on, dude.
It's absolutely ridiculous. In high school, I kind of got it more because we're in high school, right? Everybody's geeked up to be on
Varsity. Yeah, you got
to
be a little flashy.
You're on Varsity for the first time. You know what I'm saying? The honeys are staying after to watch the late game. People eating their Chick-fil-A sandwiches or hot dogs as they're watching you. Some of us got to play Varsity as a sophomore. So if
wow, look
there,
at you.
No.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. I long snapped as a sophomore.
You're a long snapper.
Oh, yeah. That's why we respect specialists on this show.
I love it. I absolutely love it. 301-230-0980 is the number. Off-season program for the Commanders getting ready to get underway. Starting this week, rookie mini camp happens this weekend. 3 weeks from now, the start of OTAs. As we get into the off-season program, which veteran has the most to prove? I'll give you some on offense next here on the Team 980.
All right, Axios has reported that the NFL draft will be coming to Washington, D.C. in 2027. That was confirmed last night by John Keim. Early reports indicate that they intend to have the draft on the National Mall in front of the Washington Monument. The Nats, they take 2 off the Cincinnati Reds over the weekend. Last night, they win 4-1. C.J. Abrams continues his 10-game hit streak, and Mackenzie Gore with 5 innings pitched, 1 earned run, and 9 strikeouts. Michigan head coach Sharon Moore will serve a school-mandated 2-game suspension to begin the 2025 college football season. This is all related to the Connor Stallion sign-stealing scandal that happened in 2023. The New England Patriots have inducted wide receiver Julian Edelman into their Hall of Fame. He has put up a litany of stats for the New England Patriots in the postseason. He will become their 37th addition into the Ring of Honor. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.